I think. Look, while we've got Michael, let's talk about Super Rules. I think that's the official name for it still, Michael, isn't it?
It is, yep. Super Rules, over 35s.
And you guys have been going, is this your 21st season, 21st year?
21st year this year, that's right.
Fantastic. And how's the... we'll just talk in general about the club, then we can go through some of the specific rules, because not everybody will be familiar with those, so it's always a good chance when you do come in to have a chat with us to go through those. But first of all, how's the club setting up for the season?
Really well. We had round one 2 weeks ago. Round two is this Sunday. We've had a great turnout this year with just over 90 players registered as of Wednesday night, which is great for us.
And up a fair bit on last year?
Yeah, we're up by about 12 members on last year, which is fantastic. Terrific. And a few new blokes have come down to the club, which is great. We haven't lost too many, which is also a positive for us. And we had our first hit out 2 weeks ago against Cranbourne. Unfortunately, didn't go too well for the supers or for the reserves, but the over 45s had a record win, won by 103 points.
Wow.
Which was a record for the club. So very happy to have that happen, although I'm a bit concerned with my spot in the team and I missed out. I was away, and I think for team balance, I might not get a game this season now.
Team balance. It's always nice that that term, team balance, isn't it? Yeah, when you don't get picked.
Three games at home tomorrow, Shags.
Yeah, we've got triple header tomorrow, so it kicks off at 11 a.m.
Wow.
With the over 45s hitting the ground running, and followed by the reserves, and then the 35s run out at about 2:20.
And I can say, Neil, that being down there on a Wednesday night, even with a few players out, there's still very strong sides tomorrow.
Oh, very much, yeah. We're missing probably three from our starting lineup of the 35s, but besides that, we're going in with a fairly strong side.
Do the over 45s actually hit the ground running, or do they? Is it more like
hit the ground jogging?
It's a slow crawl to the ground, but once we get out there, we seem to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, how intense is it, Michael? You know, like, do they take it pretty seriously, the blokes, once they cross that boundary line?
Oh, look, we all think we're 18 again when we run out of the ground. There's no doubting that. But the mind's willing, but the body ain't able a lot of the time. You go out there to win. You still want to win, even though the over 45s don't play for points. But, of course, you know,
that's interesting.
Pride in the line, and you want to win. But there is also that there's probably a little bit more caution with the players, and they do, there's a little bit of restraint. We know we have to get up for work the next day, and so it is played in very good spirits. And that's all three. We're always played in good spirits, even 35s.
And so, with the Legends tomorrow, like, the Legends won first game and won very convincingly.
So that's the over 45s, isn't it?
If they can win tomorrow, I know you mentioned about the no points and all that sort of stuff, but just in regards to having two wins to start the season for the boys, considering they've been whipping boy in the past, and I say whipping boy due to the fact of lack of numbers, but the numbers, there's six on the bench, I think, tomorrow for the Legends, which is great. And start off with two wins tomorrow just be huge for them.
Oh, it'll be great for us. Last year, I think we took till round six to get a win. This year, we've had obviously with people getting older, and we've had a lot of influx of guys come into the Legends this year, which has certainly helped us.
So are they guys who played the 35s and now they've hit the 45 mark?
Yeah, they've hit the 45. Yeah. Or so we've got some guys playing over 35s that are 50, 51.
Yeah.
Still, you know, Troy Arnott for one.
Mm-hmm.
Some great footballers, but one point I do have to stress is that with the 45s, yes, we don't play for points, but there is a ladder and there is percentage, so we do watch it.
There is the pride,
yeah, for sure.
So how many teams do you actually field in
three sides
comps?
So we've got the 35s, which is known as our firsts, for a better word, the masters side, which is our reserves over 35s, and then our over 45s, which are called the Legends.
Right. Okay. So let's run through some of the differences in the rules.
So a couple of rule differences. There's no deliberate out of bounds, which we all like. No knees up in a marking contest, which is very important. No sling tackles.
Which is getting banned in AFL nowadays,
that's
too.
Right,
so,
that's right. And no third man up in the ruck.
Okay.
So that's the only difference.
And what about the old Super Goal still in, is it?
No, Super Goal has come out this season. It was a
too
super
many
goal.
Hamstrings going. Were
no, I think so. Super goals used to be, if you kick a drop kick outside the goal square, was 9 points.
Wow!
But that's actually been that rule has been scrapped this year.
What a show! Why, I wonder? Because that just seems a great little novelty factor.
It was a novelty, but I think it's more to be in line with all the other competitions around the state. So that was certainly what came out from the from the board.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, time of the games?
Yeah, so 11 a.m. we kick off tomorrow.
Yep.
The Legends. Then we have the Masters at 12:30, and then the Supers at 2:30.
Right. And so, what each quarter? How long do they run for?
20-minute quarters.
Yep.
And
time on or
no
not?
Time on.
No time on.
They might run a bit longer tomorrow, considering I'm timekeeping for the three games tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
So
right.
Yeah.
You're doing what?
I'm timekeeping tomorrow for the three games. So they might run a bit longer tomorrow. Who knows?
So the you don't have the deliberate out of bounds as I knock the microphone. Sorry for the listeners, and you don't have time on. So do you get any of those instances where someone just boots it out of the ground over the fence, wasting 3 or 4 minutes while they chase the ball down Hampton Street or something?
So there's two areas when that happens: when you're kicking against the wind,
yep,
and also if you're in front.
it does happen.
Oh, it does happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the crowd will be onto that too. Well,
oh,
imagine.
Too right. It's normally depends on who you are. If you're the side kicking with the wind, you certainly have one of your supporters behind the goals all times.
Fetch the ball and get it back up.
Yeah. Nick. I want to take you down a different path in a sec, Shags, but just in regards to training, is one night a week?
Yes, so we train on a Wednesday night from 6:30. We get to the ground about 6. Once the morning
and stop juniors, at about quarter to 7.
Oh, yeah, well, so, we train through until around about 8 o'clock,
okay.
8:15, and on selection nights it's normally 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and then we head up to the club rooms for a meal and quiet ale and off we go.
And the whole atmosphere.
And Mick, of course, you get there about, 8 o'clock in time for the quiet ale?
you've read my diary, Neil. The whole atmosphere at the club in terms of not only the guys but the girls as well around the club, everyone, it's just a great place to be around.
It's a family club. We really are a family club. We're all, most of the players are dads,
yeah,
and husbands, and we're an inclusive club. We love everyone to come down. Most of the kids run around with a small Raiders jumper on with their dad's number on the back. I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and both of them have Raiders jumpers with the famous number 15.
15?
Yeah,
that's the number
on the back. And,
okay.
It's pretty great when you do run at the ground. You've got your little kids there, you know, yelling out, go dad, go dad.
So at what stage, when you know, a couple of injuries or people are away, unavailable, what stage do you drag Mick out of timekeeping and stick him in the forward pocket?
Oh, right,
about round 6, round 7, in the depths of cold July.
Okay.
Get him out there.
Yeah, when you play at Craigieburn, I'll stick some grey in my hair and I'll be over 45 that day. That's all right.
And do you play weekly, Michael, or do most of the blokes need a bit longer than that to recover between games?
It's fortnightly, which is great. So it does give us some time to recover. We train every week, every Wednesday, as I said, and play fortnightly. It's one thing I do want to stress is the fact that, you know, the Raiders and Super Rules in general, it's great for men's health. Mm-hmm. Not only for physical fitness, but
mental health. Yeah, absolutely.
It really is. It's I've been a member of the club for 5 years now, and I moved down to the Peninsula 6 years ago and got invited down, won Christmas drinks, and turned up to training the following Wednesday night and haven't looked back. We moved down. We didn't know many people.
Mm.
And
great way to meet people.
Great group of mates now.
Yeah.
And that I've all met through the footy club, and you know, that leads on to meeting guys from the cricket club and what have you. And yeah, it's a great environment to be around. It's a supportive environment. You know, there's no egos.
Mm.
It's a great place to be around.
Mm. Now, obviously, this is something we'll talk about closer to the time, but while we've got you in, Shags, I should mention the 21st of May, the Raiders have got a triple header against Morty Alec.
That's right.
And just explain the significance of that day to the listeners.
So that will be the 125th anniversary of the 15 young men, so the Mornington footballers who unfortunately drowned.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Coming back from Morty Alec. We're holding quite an important day on the 21st. So anyone who'd like to come down, we've got some family members of the boys who passed.
Paul Kennedy
he'd
love
to
come
well.
Out. Yeah, fantastic.
We'll be playing for the morning. We have a shield that we play for against Morty Alec. I've got a couple of guys at the club have done some great work in organising this day. We're putting on a luncheon. We've got some MPs coming down, local politicians coming down. We've got people from the league. I said Paul Kennedy will be down there as well. So we're looking forward to having a great day, and there'll be some things happening on the ground before the games to honour the 125th anniversary.
It's great that's getting a lot more recognition. I mean, it used to be if you stumbled across that memorial down on the corner of Main Street.
You got a glimpse of it.
You thought, well, I wonder what that's all about. But since Paul wrote that book.
Fantastic book.
It's right up there, isn't it? And people are respecting it a lot more, which is terrific.
Yeah, so Sunday, May the 21st. So probably on that Saturday, we'll replay that interview we had with Paul Kennedy.
We did. Paul promoted interview. That book and... Yeah, no, look, it's something that was certainly up in the Mornington Cricket Club rooms, and I think still is. There's recognition of it up there about the tragedy, and it's something that, as a Mornington person, as something that obviously Shags, you've learned about, but coming to the area, it's something that me being a Mornington person, I've sort of known about it since I was a kid, and it's something that you learn young and you never forget.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, just on a different tack, in our last few minutes, we've got Michael, president, role of president.
Yes.
Let's just run through some of the things you have to do, because obviously different sports and different clubs, you know, the role is it varies.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty lucky. We've got a great committee at the football club, and I think that. You know, I've been president. This is my third year as president, and we had a long-standing president, Brendan Anderson, who was president for
Disher.
Yeah, Dish, who was president for around, I think it was about 14 years.
Wow.
And did an amazing job, and has, you know, still is around the club, which is great to see, and he certainly did a lot. And so they were big shoes to fill. Mm. And what I've gone in there to do is I just wanted to give back to the footy club after what they've given me. I mean, I can never repay them fully for what they've given because I've just enjoyed it my time so much. But the role of the president, my role really is, don't really do much, to be honest. Look, there's some fundraising involved and, you know, we run our meetings. But more importantly, I think it's about player welfare and making sure that we're an inclusive bunch. Mm. You know, I've said to all the committee that I want to leave the club when I do step down as president. I want to make sure that the club's left where everyone feels they've got input and say. Mm. And we've really found our feet over the last couple of years with a lot of the guys coming on board. Don't have to be a committee member to help out. And so it's sort of one in, all in.
Now, we've mentioned a couple of the teams you're playing against. Perhaps we'll just run through some of those sides who are also in the competition.
For sure. So we're in the Southern Division. Yep. So it's a sixth league team competition for the Supers, the 35s and the Reserves, which is ourselves, Bayside Saints, who are playing this Sunday. Mm-hmm. So please, anyone who wants to get down there, there's no gate fee, come down. We've got a full canteen, got a full bar upstairs. You're more than welcome. Come down and have a laugh. It is a bit of fun to watch. So Bayside, we've got Dingley, who've come back into the Southern League. We have Carrum, and we have, Parkdale aren't there anymore.
Box Hill?
Box Hill. Cranbourne.
Cranbourne, yeah.
Shouldn't forget them. Played them last fortnight. So Cranbourne and Morty Alec.
Okay, nice.
So nice little tie. And then the over 45s, we play in the 45s is a premier division, so there's around 14 clubs. So we play everyone from Beaconsfield to Williamstown to Werribee, Craigieburn, Brunswick, Morty Alec have a side.
Fantastic.
How old's the oldest player you've got running around?
I think Finney would be our oldest player, and he'd be sitting around about 62,
61. Ooh, how old was Gordo when he played his last game? He was about 73.
I was going to say 73.
Because you do a good job when you talk about, you know, what the role of the president is in selling the concept, and so I'm really thinking, oh yeah, I wouldn't mind getting into that. But then you forget how bloody old you
are. That's
right. That's a tragedy.
You probably know it about halfway through the second quarter. You'd probably start to realise it.
You don't have to be a player down there to support the club. The boys have been very welcoming to me over a lot of years, and as I said, great place to be around. And three wins tomorrow, Shags.
You're right. We had three wins against Bayside last year. We'd like to repeat that this year.
All right. So a couple of take-home messages as we get close to 11 o'clock. A couple of take-home messages. Three games on tomorrow, and they start pretty much at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
You can get in for free and have a look and join in the atmosphere. May the 21st is a huge game with that 125th anniversary there, and PK will be there, and there'll be lots of local people respecting that really important event that occurred. And we will replay, as I said, on the Saturday, our interview with PK, just in deference to that. So there's some of the big messages. If you want to get down there Wednesday evening, you can come down and look at training or join in if you're half thinking it or you know someone who might. I guess they're the key take-home messages, Michael.
They are the key take-home message. I think, you know, if you are interested and you even got just a